You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanifer, and as always, I am your host. And today with me, I have Heidi, and we are going to be talking about vacation and what goes into it on the financial side. Obviously, when you go on a vacation, you're going to have to pay for it somehow, unless you are fortunate enough to have won some sort of free trip on, you know, The Price is Right or something, or, you know, if you're going with a family or something, that's always a great time too. But looking from the perspective of you are looking and planning a vacation, figuring out how you're going to pay for it and what goes into it from a personal finance side. So Heidi, it's great to have you here with me today. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what it is you do here at the bank?
Of course. Thanks for having me. As you said, my name is Heidi Nelson. My title here at the bank is Workplace Experience Coordinator. And what that entails is a lot of focus on customer and employee experience, as well as project management, so keeping things running smoothly. Mm-hmm. I have a good amount of background in organizational development, so that's where I have been and where I'm moving out of. And I've been at the bank just over 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And she's worked in a lot of different parts of the bank, like she mentioned, not only in organizational development, but before that as a branch manager and personal banker. So she's worked in a lot of different aspects of banking. And, you know, as normal working adults, we've both gone on vacations from time to time and have experienced the joys of planning and budgeting. So that's what we're going to be focusing on here today. So from the beginning of this topic, I've already touched on it a couple times. It's important when you're figuring out a vacation, how you're going to pay for it. It's probably one of the most important things that you need to figure out. So when you are planning on a vacation, the last thing you want is to be stopped in your tracks, whether in the planning and purchasing process or on the vacation. So there are important steps you take before you leave for vacation or before you even start paying for the vacation that will help make the whole experience go more smoothly. And just like about everything else we've talked about on the show, the more planning and prep you do before something could or does go wrong, the easier it's going to be to manage it or to fix it or to help everything go smoothly after the fact. So from the very beginning, you know, let's say you're starting to think about vacation, right? You're at the very beginning. You're like, oh yeah, we should go on a vacation soon or sometime. What is the very first thing you should do when you wanted to start vacation prepping?
Sure. Obviously, your first step is budget. You want to make sure that you have the money to spend on the vacation, both to get there and while you're there. So depending how long it is until your vacation, you could start budgeting now. Or you might have to find out how long you have to put off your vacation before you will have the funds to go on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess then the question is, what should come first? Should the date that you want to go on the trip come first, or should the savings plan come first? I know it can kind of be a chicken or the egg situation, right? But I guess, can you talk to us a little bit about what factors would go into each decision?
Sure. So I think the biggest part is destination. Are mm-hmm. you staying closer to home, or are you leaving the country? And the expense that goes along with that. So if it's a higher expense, you may need to push it out further. Then if it's a little bit less and more manageable, then you could probably set a date and then budget within that time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so kind of going off that, it can become a different situation too. Like if you have a specific destination you definitely want to do for
right.
sure, you may, you know, rather than setting the, you know, knowing the date you want to go and then picking out a destination after, if you like, say you really want to go to Italy, like it's your dream to go to Italy, that may cost a lot. And
right.
so rather than saying, you know, we're going to be going on vacation this summer to Italy, it might be, oh, we're going to be going on vacation to Italy. So now we have to set up a savings plan and figure out within our monthly budget how much we need to save each week, each month to eventually be able to afford to go to Italy, you know, without straining our budget too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be maybe a couple of years before you're able to do that. Or if it's the opposite, if you're like, I just need a vacation this summer, right? I just need to get away. We're going to go somewhere this summer. It's not as important where, it's just a matter that we need to. Then maybe you look at it differently. You say, we're going to be going on vacation this summer. I can afford to save X amount of dollars each week or month before then. Okay, so where can we go within that budget?
Right.
So there's kind of, I feel like, two main philosophies when looking at that. Is the destination more important, or is the day or the time frame you want to go on vacation more important? And it could be kind of both. It could be, you know, we for sure, you know, maybe you're getting married. Right. You know, it could be we're getting married in a year and a half and we for sure want to go to this place. That might be enough time to get everything in line to do that all. So it can converge and work well if you are dedicated enough to your savings plan. And that is super important. You got to be dedicated to a savings plan to make it work. I mean, you could put it in on credit cards, but you know, that is, that can get sticky.
If you overspend,
you know, it comes with its own things. Then you're kind of paying after the fact rather than saving beforehand. But you know, that is an option, but I don't necessarily encourage it if you can help otherwise, especially for something that is, even though it is important to get away, something that is technically not a necessary living expense, like going on vacation. Say you've picked your destination, started your savings plan, you have the time, the date, you figured out where and when you want to go. What do you need to do as that vacation starts approaching? You know, you're following your savings plan, you're getting closer, months are approaching. What should you do as that vacation starts to get closer?
Right. Well, along with all your other details, you should really make sure that you have your finances and your cards and all of those banking items at least started and thought of. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you're traveling internationally, you're going to want to see if you want foreign currency, like physical currency. Mm-hmm. And if so, you can come to your bank and they can do all of that exchange for you. Or, you know, it might not be necessary. It's really good to do that research. A lot of the times credit and debit cards will just do the exchange rate for it.
Mm-hmm. At a pretty cheap rate, usually, which is nice. Yeah. So it is, like Heidi mentioned, becoming less necessary to get physical currency, which is great. I mean, you might still want to have some just in case, but especially larger, more developed nations, you can typically just take your credit card there or debit card and just swipe it for, you know, a tiny amount of cents on the dollar. They'll do an exchange rate for you, which is awesome. Something to consider with that as well, though, too, is if you're putting money on your credit card, are you going to have a big bill to pay off afterwards? And if you have a big bill to pay off afterwards, have you saved beforehand? Right. Stuff like that. Say you are going to a foreign country or even further away into different states. Is there anything that you need to do with your cards or your card holders to help prepare the use in that area?
Yes. So specifically for us at the bank, if you're planning on using your debit card outside of Wisconsin, you should really contact your bank.
Mm-hmm.
There might be holds in place just to prevent fraud typically, but if we don't know that you're there, transactions might get blocked and then you might not be able to contact your bank depending on where you're at and what the time is. So it's really good to make sure that your banker knows where you're going to be, even if you're driving through a state or stopping somewhere for a layover. Make sure that is known to your bank.
Yeah, it's not common activity. If I just started charging charges out in Italy or something, like I said, my bank would think that's pretty weird. I mean, they should. It is a security feature on most credit and debit cards to either block or send you some sort of notification if they're seeing charges in foreign areas or even in just different states where it's not your typical spending pattern. Now, some of these cards, they are a little more lenient, like you can go a couple states away or maybe even across the whole U.S. before they start warning you. But if you reach out to your cardholder beforehand, you can avoid potential issues where your transaction gets declined and you're dealing with that when you're trying to check out or whatever. Something that you should also consider at that time is if you might also get a couple charges to go through and be successful before they start blocking it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, it may seem like it's all working good and you're like, oh, I don't need to do anything because I had one charge go through. Sometimes it takes two or three before you start getting the fraud alerts and stuff like that. So it may seem like it's working. Even if you think about it on the way on your trip, I would reach out to, you know, your bank or your card holders that you plan on using and make sure they know where you're going just to avoid any potential issues. What should you do if you are on vacation though, and your card gets declined? What do you do to try to fix that?
Well, hopefully our bank is still open at the time that it happens. If not, you could definitely send a message through our app to a banker so they can get to you in the morning when they open. However, also know that there's daily limits on your card, debit card specifically. And if you feel like you're going to go over that spending limit, also let your bank know and they can raise your limit for the time being.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a common thing we run into, especially with people traveling, is it's another security feature is a maximum daily limit on your debit or credit on your debit card, so that if someone got a hold of your card, they can't just drain your account. You know, if you're buying plane tickets or something like that, you're probably going to go over that limit. That limit's typically $1,500 maximum. We can have that raised temporarily, which is great. Credit cards typically don't have that limit, but you still do have a credit limit to consider. And going back to like if your card gets declined, a lot of times you will get an automated message from whatever card holder you have, and you can just reply yes or no if you are the person doing that transaction, which is great. But if it's more complicated than that, you may need to talk to a banker. So, and then kind of circling back around to talking about budgeting a little bit, what can you do if something happens to your vacation? Like, are there safeguards or ways to protect your money if something happens and your vacation is unexpectedly canceled or you can't go suddenly because something happened? I mean, it's obviously expensive to go on vacation, especially if you're going to save up for a whole year. What can you do to try to mitigate some of that risk of that financial loss?
There is travel insurance. Now, some people think it's not worth the price or whatever. But again, as you said, if something were to happen, you can't go, or something happens on the other side, you want to get at least some of your funds back. And travel insurance will definitely help with that.
Yeah, and the travel insurance kind of depends on what you want, what you're doing, I guess, and then the refund policies of different places, and the amount of coverage you get can change, and then you know you're paying different amounts for different amounts of coverage. So that's just all different things to consider. It can be a good idea. I mean, I know for when we had a family vacation planned before COVID, and my dad thankfully had insurance on the plans, but he had rented like a condo for a long time and was able to get a bunch of stuff reimbursed from some travel insurance, which was great. But because you never know what's going to happen, but you know, it's also at your own risk. If you think you're fine either way, that's totally fine too. But like, you know, some cruise lines, say you're going to go on a cruise, some cruise lines will refund everything, but some cruise lines will only refund partially or only put it towards credit for the future. And you know, if you're going to go on a cruise on during hurricane season, you never know. Something like stuff, there's always risks involved, and different travel insurance plans can cover things like unexpected illnesses. Like say your kid gets really sick right before you're going to go on vacation, you have to cancel everything. Some insurance plans will cover that. So yeah, we've talked about quite a bit of things here. Well, the biggest idea being budgeting, sticking to that budget, and then making sure everything's prepped for you to spend the money you've saved up. Do you have any other closing thoughts on, you know, things you should consider when you are getting ready to travel?
Preparing. I mean, if you are driving, you might want to do a once over on your cars. Oil changes, tires, you know, just the basics. You don't want to get however many miles away from home and have a breakdown. That's a bigger expense than if you just did a once over.
Well, it's an expense in digging into your trip time.
It's just really inconvenient. Or, you know, if you're not driving and you're flying and you need a vehicle, you're going to want to make sure that you have that all set up too. For a rental car or Uber or whatever you're choosing to do.
Yeah, because I mean, there are a lot of expenses that will occur on your vacation. So, you know, not only budgeting to pay to get to where you're going and paying for your stay and maybe paying for some daily expense, you may want to budget for some overages to give you some flexibility if you're wanting to do more things or if things just cost more than you expect. You know, say you go somewhere and you're Ubering around, but it just happens to be during like a sports game. So Ubers are like four times as much the weekend you're there. And, you know, you only budgeted $30 for Ubers each day, but it's costing you like $100 for Ubers each day, and you're out of money a couple days in. It, obviously, that's again contingent on your ability to save and your income and everything. So, you know, if you aren't able to afford that, that's fair too. And you may just have to alter your plans. You may have to walk some more. You know, if you are being strict about your budget. So that's a lot to consider too. And another thing that you can consider as well is if you are paying for a large trip, you could look into something like a credit card that offers mm-hmm. benefits for travel. I know a lot of people, they'll save up the money, they'll buy it on the credit card and immediately right. pay off the bill. That's a great way to do it, you know, because that way you're not hanging a credit card bill out there, but you're still building up some rewards to maybe travel with later. So that's just another thing to consider too, is maybe to look into options of ways to pay for it that maybe give you some cash back or some sort of rewards. That way, you know, you're at least getting a little something extra out of it too. And again, work within your own means, and you don't necessarily want to stretch your credit limit out too much if that's not comfortable for you and you don't have the means to pay that off. Again, we don't want to encourage anyone to go into debt to go on vacation or anything like that. But yeah, is there anything else that that you want to talk about or you want to mention before we close out here today?
I can't think of anything.
You know, I guess the last thing I thought of is if you see charges on your card that you don't understand, you can always talk to your banker when you get back. And something to mention with like hotels specifically and sometimes rental cars, it is pretty common to see a charge lingering there for a couple of days, like a pre-authorized charge for like a damage deposit, or sometimes they'll do it just to make sure your card works before they let you in. And those charges just take longer to drop, and that's just how they get processed through the card systems. There's not a whole lot you can do about it, unfortunately. So it might have a little bit of your money on hold for a little while, but that money's not gone. And if you have questions, you can always talk to a banker about that. And again, that is just unfortunately a common thing with the hospitality industry that you see. But yeah, with that, we thank you, Heidi, for coming on and talking with us here. If you have any questions or any feedback, if you have any suggestions on future episodes that you would maybe want to hear about or see, you can reach out to me directly at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's H-E-Y-T-I-M-M-Y @amindformoney.com. And we hope you have a great rest of your day.